Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 10th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Meta informed Platformer that it's exploring a standalone decentralized social network for sharing text updates. The business outlet Money Control sources say this app is codenamed P92 and will let users log in with Instagram credentials. Instagram head Adam Mosseri is reportedly leading the project, although it's very early stages with no release window set. The CTO of Microsoft Germany, Andreas Braun, said the company will introduce GPT-4 technology next week. This will support multimodal capabilities, able to interact through text, images, sounds, and videos. The model will also create answers faster and generate answers that sound more human. Braun didn't say which Microsoft AI products would receive this update first. Epic Games launched support for self-published games on the Epic Games Store. Unlike Steam, Epic requires online multiplayer games to support PC crossplay, meaning that titles can be played with people who bought it on other PC game platforms. It costs $100 to self-publish a title on the store, and Epic takes a 12% commission on game revenue. WhatsApp head Will Cathcart said the messaging app would depart the UK market if forced to weaken its encryption standards due to the upcoming online safety bill. As written, the bill requires company to use accredited technology to scan messages for child sexual abuse material. Signal President Meredith Whitaker previously said it would also exit the UK market rather than undermine its end-to-end encryption. Ars Technica's Sharon Harding passed on a report from HP printer owners that recent firmware updates have blocked the use of third-party ink cartridges under its dynamic security feature. HP introduced dynamic security in 2016, which requires HP chips for cartridges to work. HP settled with class action lawsuits in the US, Australia, and Italy on the practice, but admitted no wrongdoing, only committing to properly labeling printers with dynamic security. Users say several OfficeJet models previously displayed warnings about third-party cartridges, but you could just click through the message. After the firmware update, these now kill the print job. Discord will launch an alpha test update to add ChatGPT functionality to its Clyde chatbot next week. Discord said the chatbot would be able to do things like send gifts to channels, create new chat threads, and recommend music, but it won't be able to draft messages. The test will roll out to a very small group of alpha testers. Discord also began testing an opt-in AI-powered conversation summary feature and an AI-powered version of AutoMod. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports Apple plans to launch a redesigned HomePod in the first half of 2024, featuring a 7-inch display. Kuo suggests the new HomePod could lead to tighter integration with Apple's other hardware products. Reddit will shut down its audio chat room product, Reddit Talk, on March 21st. Users can download talks hosted after September 22, 2022, until June 1st of this year. The company launched Reddit Talk in April 2021. The cloud storage provider Backblaze released its hard drive failure rate statistics for its own infrastructure. It's done this for years, but for the first time, it's including SSDs. It found in 2022, the failure rate for SSDs was better than mechanical hard drives, but not by that much. SSDs saw a 0.98% failure rate versus 1.64% for mechanical hard drives. The SSD sample pool was just over 2,900 drives, about 1% of its mechanical hard drive pool. Meta confirmed it will pause its US Reels Play bonus program on Instagram and Facebook, which paid creators for hitting specific view milestones on Reels. Meta says it will look how to run the program in a more targeted form, for example, in potential new markets. You can still monetize Reels with brand partnerships and fan support through its Stars virtual gifts. And finally, the RIAA reports that revenue on vinyl sales increased for the 16th consecutive year in 2022, up 17% to $1.2 billion. Vinyl revenues surpassed CDs for a few years now, but for the first time since 1987, vinyl album unit sales surpassed CDs, moving 41 million units versus 33 million CDs. Overall, physical media accounted for 11% of U.S. recorded music revenues in the year. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.